Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, it's Reverend James, and it's Monday, and it appears my show started without me, but I'm here, and I did get the chat room open, and it's an interesting morning, because this is a morning of paying attention to details and doing things that are going to help move you forward. And one of the things that I did was I didn't pay attention to details early enough, and so I'm a little bit behind in starting the show. Or what happened was when I went to sign into the studio, it wouldn't sign it. And so it made me, it may have appeared that I was late, but I'm not actually late. I'm here. I've been getting ready since 11:30 at least. And I'm going to relax right now. And I just want to thank everybody for coming. And I want to just tell you what's coming up. Matisse told me that you know, the 12-12 portal is very, very important, and it's bringing forth the union of the timeline, and so, which is going to happen like between the 21st and the 27th of December. And it's going to make a difference for everybody. So if you're going through a bunch of upheaval now, it's okay, because in December it's going to settle out. This is our final jump into having the moon phases and all of that bring this final preparation for the golden age here. And by January of, you know, next year, we're going to be actually in the golden age. And your light body, if you haven't experienced it yet, is going to be changing from to crystalline. And to explain that, it's really hard to explain it, but I can see it happening with my light body, that it's actually changing into something that's of a denser consistency. You know, like the light body, you think, oh, it's just air, and it's colored air to me, so because that's where I see a lot of the color that people are holding. Actually, what's happening is it's becoming more like a cocoon, and it's going to be used, and the reason why is because you're going to be teleporting or you're going to be able to utilize the physical in different capacities than you've ever been able to do before, and so we need to open up to that. And you'll notice that if you're having physical discord right now, it may get a little more intense through, like, the 12th of December. Just open up to it and know that there's a stability that's coming forward that's going to be a foundation stability, very much like your root chakra is your foundational stability in your personality. So open up to that, but this is a grounding foundational through Gaia. The other thing is, I was talking to a friend of mine who's a psychic, Margaret Bryant, and she's on BTR Radio, and she, I can't remember what the name of her show is, but she was right when she was telling me, we were discussing some stuff, and this timeline collapse and everything that happening and bringing in of the golden age. I forgot why I was telling you this. Anyway, a key one for me to bring you in, so I'm going to just bring you in and see what this message is for today. And if you haven't been to the show before, press follow, and then you'll know when my shows are on. I do some improv. A key is from 12th Dimensional Lyra. He speaks light language. It's a vibrational language, and it's used to change you vibrationally. My job as an intuitive is not just to be like a psychic and give fortunes, but it's to help you in your DNA activation and to help you transform or into this new creation through the light body. So Aki wants you to put your hands facing straight up, and it's going to bring energy through your hands. On a kinesa hene ene ete tete wana honina. A kinesa hene ete tete noa. He said the golden age is here. And he's bringing in the golden energy, or the, he's calling it bath breath, I think. I can't make out the word. It's like bath breath. O kinesa hene ete tete tete wana ho kana a ne ete tete tete wana o meseya. And this energy will help your DNA activation, and it will help you in your crystalline formation of your light body. He's saying the reason why I brought up Margaret Bryan is because she has told me that you should be grounding, not just, usually what I did was I ground through my ground star and I would pull it up to my heart chakra, but she's saying that we need to encompass our whole light bodies and everything in grounding now, because to actually be grounded, that it's not enough to, that it has to be the whole encompass, because the earth is at 5D now. So you have to encompass your whole light body. So let's just bring grounding energy up through the ground star into our root chakra, into our sacral, up through our solar plexus, into our heart chakra. And usually I commingle it with the light energy in my heart chakra. But now what we're going to do is we're going to keep bringing it up through our throat chakra, through our third eye. And we're actually going to bring it out the crown and bring it to our eighth chakra, which is about a foot above your head. Just imagine this grounding energy, and now we're going to just like shower ourselves with it so that we can ground in the 5D rather than in the 3D. When before we didn't want to ground, we wanted to make sure that we could still bring in our light, but we're because of the crystalline energy, our light's here and it's staying. No, he's gonna help us activate that crystalline light body right now. Amen. And there we go. So we just need to take a big breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and you can put your hands down now. Your hands will be activating probably all day. If they're itching and stuff, just rub them together, because it's just the energy just trying to integrate into your physical, because it's actually a physical transformation that we're going through. And that's why people have. So open up to that, and if you need to and you want to feel the need, you can listen to this again, because the energy is held in the recording in the archive. So I'm going to go right on to my first caller, and Susie's not here today. She's my helper in the chat room and who usually screens my calls and everything. And so I'm just going to do this by the first couple of numbers of your phone number, and I'm going to take 415. You're going to be the first one, I think. 415, you're on the air. Who's this? Where are you from?
Hello?
Hi, who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Anne from California.
Hi, Anne. How are you doing?
Good. It's kind of noisy in your background today. It's hard to hear. Yeah, it sounds like movement, like you're moving around the whole time.
Okay. I will take that into consideration. I might have been moving. I don't know.
But thank
you for telling me. I'll try to be as still as possible. So how are you?
Well, actually, I've had quite a bad cold. I was off the whole week, and I'd been sick the whole week. So I don't know if you could do any kind of mini clearing for me and get rid of this all this gunk in my system, or what's going on with why am I sick this week.
Okay. No, I will definitely do that. Right now, I'm just trying to see what else they're trying to tell me about you. It was all good. It's like good news on money is what they said, is what I could pick up quickly. It's like you're doing things the right way, and like you've planted seeds, and you're doing things the right way, and it looks like it's coming forward in great fruition.
Wonderful.
For 2018. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's
been a real building year.
It's
hard
good.
To be patient,
good.
You know, I don't know.
So what they want you to do is they want you to take your index and finger and your thumb, and they want you to put it below your ear, behind your jaw, but below
right.
your ear.
Great.
Okay, just the two fingers there. And so we're just going to try to clear out a spots for you, okay? What they want you to do is just close your eyes and relax and take a big breath in. And as you're blowing out anything that doesn't serve you. Okay. Momo sine eke te te ne wa hona he eke te 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 ne wa a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a a You got me like snuffing in the back of my throat.
Yeah, I can feel that too in my chest.
I'm like,
sorry.
It's okay. Ona sane eke te 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 wa. Okay, so now we're going to move up your index finger and your middle finger. Keep your thumb below your on the back of your chin bone there, or right here.
Yeah.
And then just move your two fingers, your next, your index and your middle finger to your temple. But keep your thumbs on the back of your... it's just a little bit more. It's going to come out. Just give me one more second. And then I'm just going to do right underneath your eyes. Just hold it right there, and I'll just finish connecting. Okay, so take a big breath in, and again, blow out what doesn't serve you. Okay, how are you feeling now? Yeah.
A lot more energy. I mean, that's great. It's funny, I feel it in my solar plexus, but moving all the way up into my head, so.
I think your head will clear up. If it's not clearing right now, or if you're not even breathing better, just allow a few minutes, maybe 10, 15 minutes, and it should start being so that you're not so, so you don't have so much mucus. There's a lot of mucus. So, that will clear up very quickly, I feel like, in just minutes. If it's heavy, you know anything yet? I feel like you're going to notice it right while we're talking, but that doesn't always happen.
Yeah. I noticed that in my sinus.
Okay, good. Because they said
already,
you would.
Yeah. I can smell. I couldn't smell for a week, and now I can smell. Woo!
I always love when what they say happens. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
Yeah. Just to let that clear up. They're saying put your hands on your heart chakra and send love to your heart today,
mm-hmm.
throughout the day, like maybe two or three times. You're transforming too, and part of it is energetic, and well, actually, they're saying almost all of it's energetic. There's some that's a little fear-based. When I say energetic, it's the new energy, and the fear-based is energy, but it's old energy that you're just holding on to. So just so, when you put your hands on your heart chakra and you send love to yourself, to say, I'm bringing in the new energy and I release all the old energy. And it will clear out, like, by the end of today.
Oh, wonderful.
Okay, and then you should be having a vibration.
Now I feel it. Now it's going down into my lungs. So
okay.
It's great.
I
breathe better already.
Great. Good. Akee's great. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So I hope that helps. And,
great.
And you'll
thank
have
you
to
so
let
much.
Us know.
I hope, I'm sure other people have this cold and they get all benefit. So thanks so much.
The other thing is look for a very high, vibrant week because I feel like you're kicking into some high vibe energy. Okay. But you'll feel good, okay? You're going to start feeling good, and that extra energy or whatever that just took place is just, like, cleared an opening for you, okay?
Yeah, December is my busiest month, so I need it. So I'm,
So Akee's right again.
But I want it to be busy with new things, not the old things. So I'm ready for the new things to come in for sure.
Okay, awesome. They're coming for you, sweetie. Just
great.
Relax and celebrate. I would actually feel celebration in my heart. Celebration in your heart. Okay? I'm going to leave you with that.
All
have
right,
a good one,
thanks
Anne.
So much. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay. 778, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, James. This is Teresa. I'm calling from Vancouver, Canada.
Oh, hi, Teresa. I haven't heard from you in a very long time.
Hi.
How are you doing?
Yes, it's been a while. I'm doing good. How about yourself?
Good. I'm great.
Great.
Did you move?
I ended up moving, and I've been living in my new apartment since, like, I got the place in end of June, but I didn't officially move in and start living in my new place until September, late September, I would say. So it's been, like, 2 months now, and then I feel I'm pretty much settled in to my new place.
So, and I think I told you back in March that it was going to be September or October.
Yeah, so it was very accurate.
Yeah.
Like I did get the keys for the place, but in terms of moving in, I didn't really move in officially until September, but then I went away on a trip, and then it's been like almost 2 months now, 2 months since I've officially moved in.
Well, I'm very happy for you, and I feel very good about the energy right now. So how can I help you?
So today I'm calling about a relationship. It's still with the same person that I met early in the year, and we're still keeping in touch by phone calls and text messages. But I would like to know if there is if there can be a physical connection between the two of us, or is it just a spiritual?
Okay. Could you give me the first name again?
Yeah, his name is Antonio.
Antonio. And is he in Canada?
No, he doesn't. He lives in Ireland.
Okay. I just need to know. I have to try to tap into where the person is. Is why I ask, and I'm not trying to have you, anybody, you know, try to identify your who you're talking about. I'm just trying to get the right person.
No, I know.
Okay. I know, but some people listening are like, why does he need to know? But I need to know where they live so that I can be in their energy field, that I get the right energy field. And I need the first name so that I'm, when I call, I don't actually call, but a key, I tell it, and he calls in the energy. Okay, Antonio, Fortress in Canada. Teresa, I have to just say that it's undecided at this point. There's still possibilities of something. Initially, I was thinking no, but when I looked and followed the line closer, there are possibilities. There is a good, your communication is good, and he's carrying that energy of that, stronger than you might think. So, I mean, the cord between... Go ahead.
Oh, no, like, it was good until, I think, early last week. I felt that there was some sort of shift. I don't know how to explain it, but I just felt like it didn't feel as intense as it used to be. So I wasn't sure if he had maybe just changed and, kind of, like, if the course that we were maybe heading towards had somehow changed.
No, I don't feel, I'm still getting that it's the same intensity for him. So you might have shifted in your perception. So don't apply. And I feel like it's a communication thing for you that you're miscommunicating. You're putting your emotions on something that was, it was from something that he wrote. Was it something that he wrote to you that made you feel that change?
I think maybe it was just maybe like we communicated less. So I felt, oh, maybe like we're not.
Oh, I just feel that was just
level as the.
Yeah, I let go of that because it's it was just busy. I feel like he was just busy. I feel like though that you're putting emotion on something that's not correct. So have you read something recently that you attributed the change to? Besides,
no, I don't think I don't think I've read anything. We've been trying to get meet up again, but right now it's just there's a lot of, I want to say, like, Discord. Like, it's hard for him to come here because of the expenses. And
right.
I don't know if we'll meet up again next year.
It's just
it's
fear.
Hard to
keep a long distance. It is. I don't know that. I don't feel like it's shifted. I still feel like he has the enamoration or that love connect with you. Or the other thing that you can do to enforce or to bring to fruition a more solid foundation is send love through the cord that you have with them to him and say, you know, I'm having, what you do is you express yourself, I'm having some feeling of disconnect, so I'm going to send love through the cord connection so that I can get the responses that I need to feel that, you know, everything's on track. And I think you'll get the confirmation back the same day or the day after. Do you understand that?
Can I do this? Just by telling him or just by sending it?
No, but place your hands on your heart chakra. You guys have a connection and it's a cord. There's an ethereal cord between you. And just place your hands on your heart chakra and think of him sending him love with the intention that you need validation to feel more secure, and you'll get it. You know, that you need a different or new validation to, I just feel like it's the time of the year for him that he is why you've got a little bit of less communication. I don't think it's changed, though. Because I think he has this, he's romancing a situation with you. So he repeats it and repeats it in his mind. So he hasn't shifted anyways that I see. So the,
okay.
The feeling,
it hasn't ended yet.
Feeling is with you. Do you get it?
Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay. Don't be afraid.
I've just been doubting myself.
Right. Just allow it to be what it is. And he just needed more time and space where he didn't have time to communicate. So, you know, we get our lives get full, and then we stop doing the things we do regularly because we have to compensate. And I feel like his life has been busy with family and friends and associations and stuff. So he has, it's just the timing. I think by the end of December, you'll be back to your cozy communication. And I do feel like you can come to the United States next year, early next year, earlier than he thinks. I feel like it's February. So,
really?
Yeah, I feel like there's going to be some opportunity that opens up for him that he comes to the States for some reason. And, you know, the States and Canada to me are all one thing. You know, and even Mexico feels like the States to me. So, I mean, our area. Okay,
yeah.
So do you understand that?
Yes. Thank you for the confirmation.
Okay. Yeah, go ahead and put in his mind, too, when you're talking to him, just generally, that you feel like something's going to clear for February so that he can open up to that energy that would help him, too. That, I think, you could do in general conversation. Your fear thing about him connecting less, just send love through your heart chakra through to him to validate, you know, that you're still on the same page, and you'll get something to validate that. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, have a good one, Teresa. Nice talking to you again. And congratulations
on your
new.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye.
Okay, so I'm going to go right on to 773, you're on the air with this, and where are you coming?
Hello, my name is Jamel, and I'm calling from Chicago.
Hi, Jamel. You must be a first-time caller because I don't recognize your voice. So how can I help you?
Okay, well, I just want to see, do you see anything coming up for me in regards of just general stuff of coming up for the rest of the year, New Year's? Well, in particularly in the law department, I have this friend that I knew from college. Her name is Melanie, and we've been talking off and on, but our schedule conflicts is so, you know, difficult. We don't really catch up with each other all the time. So I was just calling to see if you see us getting together sometime later next year.
I have to always tell the truth, and I'm not seeing you guys coming together as a couple. And I feel though that there is somebody, I don't know if you go to church, but I feel like there's a church woman, and I don't know, and if you don't go to church, she goes to church, that you already know that's interested in having a relationship with you. And, right. Somebody right around you that goes to church, so, and she's fairly attractive. So, and I say fairly because, you know, everybody's, I mean, she's probably gorgeous to, you know, somebody that, you know, I mean, to me, she's an attractive woman. I'm just trying to say it, you know.
Okay.
I fairly. She's an attractive woman. You know, you might even think she's exceptionally attractive, or, you know. So I think there's an, let me just put it that way. There's an exceptionally attractive woman that you already are associated with somehow. She's a church-going woman. She's not somebody that you're looking at, though, but you need to look at her because she is looking, or she's in your energy field somehow. So okay. Do you go to church? Are you going to church?
I'll go to church, but I think I know who you're talking about.
Okay. Good. So just open up to a possibility that's right in your presence. Not, I feel like the other girl, she's not that you, I just don't feel like it's coming together with that. I've looked at it like two or three times. And but that's in a 6-month period. I want to tell you something. Readings are done in six. I only go out 6 months because I want people to see their results. I don't want them to have, you know, wait 2 years and think, well, you know, he said 2 years, and they wait their.
Right.
So it's not that it's never. It's just it doesn't appear that it's absolutely getting. Okay. I just wanted to tell you that.
I understand. No hard feelings, you know what I mean? I mean, I think I know who the other girl you're talking about. Her name starts with a K. Do that ring a bell?
Okay. Say your name again, where are you from, and where does she live in the same place?
Yeah, she lives in Chicago. My name is Jamel. I'm from Chicago, and her name is Kamiko.
That's a much better hit.
Okay.
That is a much, much stronger yes on that. Allow that. Don't attack her. Allow it to transform. Okay. So
okay.
Just bring her into your energy field, into your thoughts, and allow, you know, allow the magic to do it. You know, don't say, I went to a psychic. I just don't want you to run up to her and say, right, a psychic told me.
I don't want you to scare her.
I don't want you to scare her. I want you to allow it to hit the mat. Okay, great,
okay.
Jamel.
All right.
You'll have to let me know how it goes. I feel like that's within a couple of weeks, things can happen by Christmas for you. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, I'm supposed to link up with her soon, so, okay. Cool.
Oh,
all right.
It's even better.
All right.
Okay, have a good one. Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm going to go on to 732. 732, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hi, Reverend Jay. This is Caroline, and I'm calling from New Jersey.
Hi, Caroline. I haven't talked to you in a long time either.
No.
I'm trying to bring your energy.
I don't like
it's
to
been
bother
a while, hasn't it? Oh, I'm sorry. You never bother me. I'm here for you guys. I love you guys. I know. Some people call in every week, and it's okay because. You know, sometimes some people need their answers every week because they can't figure it out on themselves.
Yeah.
How can I help you, Caroline?
Well, I thought this year, 2017, was the year I wanted to manifest a financial backer for my projects that I have out in my head, creative projects and spiritual projects, by the way. And there was a possibility, but I think he was wishy-washy. He's a foreigner, but no big deal. Things move on. What do you see for that? Do you see another one or two coming, like in a very near future?
Okay. Yes, I do. Let me just try to get a time. How long? I'm just trying to get a time thing. It's hard. Time is one of the hardest things to see because it's a. I'm getting a possibility of. It is into February of next year, is what it looks like, because it's 2 months. So December hasn't actually happened yet. So, you know, I checked if it was 2 weeks. You know, I feel like in 2 months things are really going to be different for you. But I'm hearing that you're procrastinating. So
I'm a little depressed.
Does that hurt?
I'm a little depressed.
Okay.
You know, I was like gung-ho. And then there was a shift, you know, at the end of the summer. I was like, maybe I paid too much attention to the wrong people. But I kind of like went into a silence mode, which, you know, it's not that good. And stayed away from people for a while. But I'm just like... I think I know what it is. You know, I have this financial plan, and it's not really finished up to par to what I really want, because I had to work this thing out in my head that, you know, this lack of money since I was a little girl, and I had to work that out. I was asking for less money, you know, to finance the company. And only because, you know, I'm scared, I'm this, I'm that. So maybe that's
right.
Procrastination.
I don't know if it's that. What I'm hearing is like, or actually I'm seeing that you're doing some kind of research. So I think you need to do some investigation of possibilities where the money would be. I get really good feelings, like things should be flowing for you. So what I want you to do is open up to now, you know, because that's what they're saying, now, that
good.
You did put the energy and stuff forward correctly. It's just that you've given up on the time that it takes to manifest. It manifests in God's time, not our time.
Yeah.
And the manifestations that we want, everyone will happen. As we identify them correctly and put them out into the oneness. And I feel like they're saying you did a lot of work, but that you need to do a little bit of, I think, like looking up where other resources are, because and that you haven't actually done that, and that like holding back.
Indiegogo and stuff like that. I started, but I didn't think I was, you know, I was gung-ho on that for, like, in September, going online, you know, which nowadays it's very easy, you know, to do. You know, you just, you know, you could get an angel investor, or you could go on, like, Indiegogo, crowdfunding, that kind of thing. Is that what Spirit is saying? It's going to come from the...
Yeah, I feel like you need to be communicating your vision a little bit more clearly to different people. So there's resources out there for you. I know there is. And they're telling me that you're on the right path. They're like showing me it's straight. And they're saying now. So what I would like you to do is take your whole accumulation of this whole year of manifesting and say, and bring it into a final accumulation. So let's bring it to the finale, so that you can have.
That's so true. That's what I've been thinking as well. I said, you know, I'm almost there, and that's been always my life. You know, past experiences with my career. I want to reach the plateau, and just when I'm about to reach the plateau, there's like a dramatic shift. And I didn't want it to happen this time because I didn't leave, you know, great job.
It doesn't
have to. You know,
it
so
doesn't
I
have to. They're telling you, you're getting trustworthy information and your guidance is true. And the one thing that we lose is we lose that faith in time because we're like, I don't see it, you know, and that's what's called faith. You don't have to see it. You just know it.
Oh, beautiful. I was also, you know, one of my other thoughts was getting a grant, you know, because nowadays, you know, with the new administration, they're very open to that. Women's, you know, wanting women.
I got yes, that's on that too. Yes.
Beautiful. And maybe even local, you know, like in the community, they have those, you know,
local
politicians help you out with that stuff.
I'm getting local too.
What is it? I'm sorry.
I don't mean to keep interrupting you. As you're doing it, I'm getting information, and so they said yes, local grant is good. Local is correct.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
So,
you made my day.
Something.
You know, my year probably, because I was. I don't want to give. I'm not giving up. You know, but it's just like.
You're here. You just had a very temporary standstill, and it's not even a standstill. You just need to refocus or recalibrate, and and you'll be fine, Caroline.
Beautiful.
Yeah, go into meditation and bring the accumulation of everything that you did to the finale. You know, you're ready for it. It's going to happen.
Wow. Thank you. Made me smile.
Okay.
Thank you. And thank you, Spirit.
Okay.
Have
Let
a lovely
holiday
before the holidays. I thank you so much.
you have a very good one. You'll have to let us know how it goes, Caroline. And thank you for calling.
Thank you so much for helping.
You're welcome. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm going on. Okay, I have two callers in the caller queue, 201 and 303, you need to press number 1 if you have questions. You keep going to the bottom of the list, and it's not that I'm ignoring you. It's that I'm unsure if you have questions. So I'm going to go on to 951.
Hi, Reverend.
You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Reverend.
Thank
you for taking my call. My name's Lori. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Lori. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. I'm getting nervous. Do you see them telling me to move out of my apartment or anything?
Okay. I'm not getting I am getting a yes. I wanted to say I'm not getting a I feel like there's do you feel trapped there? Like
I'm afraid to move. I'm going to be homeless, but the thing is, yeah, I don't know if they're going to tell me to move or what's going to happen.
I feel like there'll be a communication that you can create it so that you don't have to move. If you open up to, are you short on rent? Is that what's going on? Or do you owe money?
I don't have income at the moment, but I'm waiting for somebody to call me for work.
Okay. I feel like you're going to need assistance. I don't know why they're telling me this, but there's some kind of charity out there that can help you immediately.
Okay.
So I don't know what that, I don't know anything about charities that help people or whatever, but I feel like that is something that you need to check into right away, because I feel like you're going to run short of money. But long-term, though, it looks like everything clears up for you. So I know you're in a lot of strife or whatever right now, but I feel like by the end of December, after the 27th, it looks like you're going to shift into the new energy, and that's going to help you in the long run. Next year looks so much better for you. As far as your road is straight, you know, it's straightened. It's not completely straight, but it's not like it is now. So it's been some bad months, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been hard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So remember that the past is just that. It's in the past. And so start each morning with new day, new beginning, new results. A new day, new beginning, new questions or new prospects or new, you know, use that like every morning if you can get into that mentality that it's new and you're going to have something new today. It will shift for you. Like I said, it's really close. And I feel like money won't be an issue if you could just let go of your fear of money. But I think that you need to check out possibilities of getting some financial help right away. So I don't know if that's, I don't know how bad your situation is, but if you need food, go find food. You know, if you need, they're saying charity, so I don't know what that means. To me, that means it's like, you know, they give free meals everywhere. You can get Christmas gifts and all kinds of stuff at this time of year for in charity. I don't know what you need, but they're saying that you're not actually addressing your needs and that you need to pay attention to that first in the present. Do you get that?
Yeah, and I'm hoping that they call me for work, like, tomorrow.
Okay, is she going to get called for work? Okay, what's today? Monday?
Day 27.
Yeah, okay. I'm feeling like it's more midweek. You're going to get a call possibly about the work. So probably, I don't know if it'll be tomorrow. It feels like it's midweek, Wednesday. I feel like it'll come in Wednesday. Is she getting the employment? And I feel like you're going to get employment. So that's probably why everything's shifting in a couple of weeks. Because that's when the money will finally start flowing. Okay.
It'll be temporary, but it's a temporary job, but it'll buy me time to get a different one. You know, so it's
right.
A good thing. And it is kind of like a charity kind of.
So just,
yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe it's a different. Yeah, I only have to bring through the. You know, they just give me little things, so
no,
I have to try to
pick
what I'm.
But I do need help with the electric bill. So yeah, yeah, I got you.
Okay.
And no.
Okay.
You
good.
Were right. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Let me know how it goes in a week or two, and if
I will.
if you
thank
can.
You.
Okay. Have a good one. Yeah. Bye bye. Okay, I'm gonna go on to 201. Now I have two other ones in the caller queue, 303 and 856. If you want a question, you have to press number 1 on your phone. And I'm going to take 201, who did press the number. Hi, 201. You're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello. How are you doing?
Good. Can I get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Adam, calling from New Jersey.
Okay. Hi, Alan. I think we spoke
Adam,
a few days ago.
Yes.
How can I help?
Yes. Okay. I am looking for a better job and wondering a better social work position, wondering how long you think it might take me to find one, like when that might come up.
There, I need to for Alan and how long. Okay. Okay, so that's.
Just talk loud. I can't hear well.
I know. I'm trying to count. I'm trying.
Okay.
I have to follow a line back, and so I'm trying to count to myself how many, what it is going on. That is what. I feel like it is in within a 6-month time frame. It feels towards the end of 3 months. Something is going to open up. So when I look at it, I feel like there's more than there's more than one thing that's going to be coming up for you, especially next year. You need to write down or clarify in your mind what you're actually looking for, because you are a little bit scattered on the definitive what you're seeking. It's like you, what do you think you get by getting new employment?
Better benefits. Better benefits, you know, for my family.
I don't think that. Okay. It's what you don't want. Okay, listen. What you want is you want something that's going to make you complete rather than just have another benefit.
Correct.
So when you're starting to move forward, when you make, I want you to make a list of what you want, all the things that you want that would make employment, instead of just a job, would make it a career that you want to go to every day, where that
Correct.
You would get
okay.
the reciprocity that you want. And it doesn't have to
Got
be
it.
Specifically, because that will help you, because you don't have that goal, or you don't have that, you at least you haven't placed it into a solid position yet. So, and that's why you're getting a little bit variable on your time of when it's happening. So the clearer you get with it, the easier it'll be able to bring it forward into a manifestation. Do you get that?
Got it. And I had another thing on my mind, if I might ask. How's my health
okay.
this coming year?
I feel like it's okay. I feel like your health is fine. I feel like the thing that I'm getting caught up in with you is you carry an energy that things aren't good when they and you're not identifying in gratitude what you have. And so if you could just shift out of what you don't have into being glad for what you do have and what could it make. So when you're happy with what you have and you're in gratitude with what you have, you ask questions like, how could it get better than this? It's so good. And when you're asking that way, you get better. But you got it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just make
and
that
back,
shift, and things
back
will
Back to the
be
job
brighter.
Thing. I mean, I work right now in an adult daycare. Do you think I'll go to another adult daycare or like a nursing home or a hospital type of a setting?
Yeah. I didn't get that it was a nursing home. I got that it there's possibilities. I feel like it's adult daycare again.
Oh, okay.
It's the strongest. The hospital was the second, though. So,
okay, cool.
You know, it kind of came in as a yes. So
okay,
I would
cool.
say it look in either of those areas.
Got it.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much. I
okay,
appreciate
great.
It. Thanks for your time. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you have a good day. Bye-bye. Okay, 303, I'm going to give you one chance to press the number one if you want it, 303-515. You've been waiting 18 minutes. Okay, I guess they're going to be on hold. I think I got everybody, and because I don't have Susie helping me, I'm not sure. But I think I got everybody. Oh, wait, 856, did you have a question? Okay, yes, they did come up again. Let me try this. 856,
hi, Jay, it's Carol.
Oh, hi, Carol.
Hi, Jay, how are you?
Carol is an intuitive and a lawyer, and so if you need legal advice or if you're looking for another great intuitive, her name's Carol Gold, and can you just say your website and everything? She writes great blogs.
My website is my name, Carol, C-A-R-O-L-E, gold.com. But I'm only licensed in Pennsylvania, so I can't give you legal advice in any other state, although I do consult on divorce and domestic matters all around the country. So thank you for that plug, Jay. Wasn't necessary, but I'm very grateful. I'm calling in for two reasons. I'll make it quick. First of all, I always need to just take a moment and praise you in all that you do, and the joy and the health and the healing and the love that you bring to others is always remarkable. So thank you for that as always. Jake, I'm calling for two reasons. One, I'm asking for healing on right below my left knee. I don't know whether I injured it yesterday through banging into something or whether I wore a pair of shoes that threw off my leg alignment, but I have a lump and a very sensitive area below my left knee. So that's the first reason I'm calling, which is to ask for healing on that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to the second one, and if I have, I'll try to do a healing with you on air and see if we can't get it fixed.
Thank
but
you.
Let's go to the second.
The second reason is I'm currently, you're probably aware, I'm currently, there are two sources of income for me. One is a legal case that I'm a consultant in New York State with a trial coming up. And the other one is a deal that I'm trying to negotiate here in Austin that has to do with software development. I'm just wondering, separate from those, and hopefully they're both going to turn out positively, do you see any other source of income going forward?
Yeah, I feel like there's lots of income for you. You have a money flow. If you let it go, you have a money flow. You're not seeing your money flow for some reason. So I feel like there's more opportunities than you actually can imagine. And for you, I feel like yours is like what they're showing me is like a picture of a city, and I can't really tell what city it is or a state or whatever, and it's got pins all over it. And all you have to do is pull a pin, and because I don't feel like you, I know you, sometimes I feel like you want something that every single day kind of work, but yours is the pull the pin. You know, you go here and you pull a pin and you make a lot of money, and you pull a pin here and you make a lot of money, and you pull a pin here and you'll make some money, and you pull a pin here and it's not so good, but you'll pull a different pin and then you'll get a lot more money. I don't feel like it's like that steady 9-to-5 job heaviness. I don't feel like you would be happy in that, because I feel you're too your mind is too rich to stay into like a certain place. I just don't think you'd ever be happy on one thing.
I have to tell you, I laughed as soon as you said, yeah, I see lots, because the minute I asked the question, I almost laughed at myself before you even answered, because in asking the question, I could feel the answer. So, you know, maybe it's a lesson for me, but maybe it's a lesson for others too, Jay, that we ask, but we really know. It's a matter of trusting in the universe and trusting our own selves that we can manifest what it is we think we lack, when in fact there's no lack. Because again, I asked the question and I almost laughed instantly, like, what a silly question, Carol. Of course there's flow. And of course, yeah.
Yes, I know that, you know, and that's probably why I laughed. Because she knows what the heck is going on. All of this is, you know, we know that we can manifest whatever we choose. When you get different people is to get opinions from different people is that it does give you a different perspective. It helps you hold your truth stronger. Because, you know, we're all curious. Now, what I wanted to do quickly, it is the end of my show, and if anybody wants a private reading, you can get it at Psychic Radio Readings or AscensionSoulWisdom.com. Okay. And so, Carol, what I want you to do is I want you to put your hands on the part that hurts, if you can. You don't have to push down on it or anything, but I want you to have some skin contact. from your hand.
Okay. Does it matter which hand, right or left?
I actually felt like it was both hands, one on each side of your knee, I'm going to bring the energy in right now to try to heal that.
Okay.
They want you to take a big breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and we're opening up your heart chakra and bringing love down there. There's some significant with three. I don't know what that is, but just hold that in your mind as we're trying to heal this. Out. Okay, another breath in through your nose, out through your mouth, and now you should be getting a warm flush of love. Just, I don't know if you can feel it or not, but it's flushing your whole. Okay. Yeah. It looks like it's going to stay there for a second. Let's just stay there for a second and see how long it goes. Come in. Amen. Okay. I think it should clear up if it's not. Can you stand up and sit down and let me know how it feels?
Yeah. So I'm standing, and now I'm going to sit down. And in touching it, there's less sensitivity than before.
Okay, let's do
it
one more time.
Okay,
let's do it one more time. I'm sure if I got it. You're right. You need a big breath in and out. And you're blowing out what doesn't serve you. Okay. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. Yeah, so go ahead and stand up again. I know it's a hassle, but I need you to stand up and sit down. I just need to that it. Yeah, that's stuff.
Well, I just looked at it for the first time, and it has a bruise. It has a dead center under the knee. There's a black and blue mark that's about 2 inches long and an inch wide.
I feel like it's okay now. I don't know how much discomfort you're in, but it will clear up within an hour. You know, within the
Great.
Next 20 to 30 minutes. Actually, half
Great.
An hour.
Thanks.
20.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. For your listeners, I've never had a healing from Jay that wasn't nearly instantaneous or that didn't actually take away whatever the condition was. So. Thank you, Jay, for the healing. I greatly appreciate it.
I appreciate the accolades. Thank you.
Blessings to you.
Blessings to you, too. I'll talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. And I think I did 951, but let me just try 951 to make sure I did that.
Hi,
951.
Hi, Reverend Jay. You did do me, and thank you very much.
Okay. I got one more caller then after you, then. So have a good day.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah, bye. Okay, and I'm going to go right on to 678, which is my Susie B, I think. Is it Susie
B? It is Susie B. Susie B is back.
Okay. Well, how can I help you today?
Okay. I was wondering if you can tell me what spirit sees happening with Chad. I was contacted by him twice in the last 24 hours, and he has had a what we would say an epiphany, and is understanding things in his life a lot better. But I'm, you know, wondering why he's chosen me to confide in, to ask for advice. You know, I was wondering what you see going on there.
I think something is happening with Chad. I think you need to keep positive thoughts so that you can get, you know, positive things to happen about Chad. I actually feel like Chad might make a jump for the first time ever.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's definitely a jump. Now I disconnected for something just happened where I just disconnected from the whole situation. Now, why would that have happened? God darn it. Or, hold on a second, and let me just go back in there. Because I had his energy and everything right there, and it just, like, pooped. Okay, bring Chad and Georgia. I feel like he's coming back into your life, Susie. I feel like it's not going to be the end result that you want. I'm still not getting the end result that you want. But what I am getting is that there is love, and what I am getting is that the reason why it's you is because you're emotionally connected to reality, and that's something he's been living out of. Emotional connection to reality. He just doesn't know what it is. And he is, like you said, he's starting to get it. And I'm not surprised because it's after 11-11, and that's the energy that everybody's in right now, that making these final upheaval revelations and reality checks on what they really want and everything. So if people are listening, you want to be clear about what you want. You want to be clear what you're saying, and you want to be clear in your true heart intention. Because when you're doing stuff that you're saying is from love and you're thinking hatred when you're doing it, that's not from love. And I'm not saying that about you. I'm saying this for other people, Susie. I'm sorry. This is meant for other people. It wasn't just you at all. Right? Either somebody is going to hear this later that needs this. Sorry.
That's fine.
Yeah, so like if you're doing things.
I know that he has a lot of things to work through, you know, because his life's been pretty much in turmoil for many years. So. I'm not expecting, you know, a miracle out of him, but just was wondering, you know.
I think I have to say, I feel like he's at the end of a situation, and once he breaks from that, I don't feel like he's going to want to, not that he doesn't want to have another relationship, but I don't feel like he'll ever commit like he did to anyone. Because it's just been devastating, you know. What he's been through. But that's okay. That doesn't mean that he can't love you, and it doesn't mean that he can't love him, and it doesn't mean that he can't be happy. It doesn't mean that you can't be happy. It just means that, you know, I don't foresee everything that you want in a relationship happening with him. So that's the only thing that I see. And that's only, you know, I'm looking 6 to 8 months out. I feel like there's going to be some fun coming forward for you. And And you're needed. You know, you're a very sound, practical person. You do a lot of things straight from your heart, which is hard. Because a lot of people don't do it right from the heart. They, you know, are pretending a lot. Or they're creating illusion. So when he understands that you love him, and so therefore he needs you at this point because he feels like he can trust your love. Do you get that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just don't see us together, like in a domestic or romantic situation.
Well, the romance is yes, the domestic. And they're saying there's a possibility of domestic. So I just don't see marriage.
It's fine. I'm fine with that.
I know that you change sometimes on marriage and stuff, so your opinion. So I would just be open to allowing it to. First, I would be know that he needs you as a sounding board is the first thing. He just needs you.
Course, as a friend, yes. Mm-hmm.
And then just allow whatever happens with that. I feel like it does lead to some romance.
Okay, I have currently started seeing someone that I do like, but so this is going to be kind of a little bit of tangled here.
Well, it's nothing. He's just a friend right now, so, you know, it doesn't interfere in anything until you make it an issue.
Who, Chad, right? Or the man that I'm seeing?
Chad. Chad's just a friend right now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He's just an acquaintance.
Right.
I mean, so it doesn't matter. You can have, you can be a friend to him. And if it goes to something different than them, then that's meant to happen. I feel like maybe he'll try to take it to the next level, beyond friendship. But I still feel like it's not like tomorrow. I feel like he's out there still.
Oh, yeah, he's not ready for that. He's not really ready for it, student.
Right. I think it's like he's shifting, like you said, and I think he's going to actually do a breakaway.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to make the choice because he's unhappy. He's very unhappy. So I'm going to leave you with that. Okay,
Reverend Jay, thank you very much.
Okay, and for everybody that was listening, remember, life's amazing, and thank you for coming to my show. I appreciate it. I love you all. Take care.